We started the sugya talking about chalipin, and we're ending it talking about kesef. Again, we had three pshatim in the Mishnah. Mishnah says kol anasadonim ta'acher. So what are the three pshatim? Three pshatim in kol anasadonim ta'acher. The first pshat is kol anasadonim means First chaz matbeya. The kol anasadonim ta'acher is referring to matbeya. Ki mishazach hazeh nischai hazeh b'chalipa. So the Gemara says, Shmami Namateya Nasa Chalipin. So the Gemara comes up with a second pshat. Second pshat is Kol Hanishum. That's Reb Yehuda's pshat. What does that mean? Kol Hanishum is referring to. Kol Hanishum is referring to Metaltalim. So we have two pshat in the Mishnah. First pshat is Kol Hanasadamim is Matbeya. Then Reb Yehuda's pshat is Kol Hanishum, which means that it's referring to Metaltalim. And then we have the pshat l'Rav Nachman, d'amar peiris l'yapi chalipin. So you can't say kol anishim, because kol anishim includes peiris. So then you have to say, what's the lashon? Yesh damim shehen kachalipin. The third pshat. Yesh damim shehen kachalipin, which means it's now referring to a case where you did a typical chalipin. Where Rashi said, it's referring to a case where you are meishach the shar, you owed him the money for the para, you owed him money, and then you exchange the money for the para. So those are three pshat. Now, before we get to anything else, the question is, which of the three pshatim is the maskani? Which of the three pshatim is the final pshat? The Gemara starts that it's matveya, the Gemara doesn't want to say that, because then we have the Ferish Mishra, matveya, and asachalit. So the second pshat is kol anishim, and the last pshat is yesh damim shehen kachalipin. Pashut pshat, if you read the Gemara, it sounds like kol anishim is the final pshat. Because the Gemara says, l'may v'saka da'itach me'ikara, what's pshat in hichlut para b'chamar? And the Gemara answers, whatever it says. But the words of the Gemara would seem to say that kol anishim is the final pshat. Final pshat. Rashi, though, says the Beferish not that way. Rashi, in the Rashi, Hanichal Rav Sheshes, says that the final pshat, Saila, Laita Havami, Saita Maskana, the final pshat is the pshat of Yesh Domim Shehen Kechalibim. So, again, if you take out a Mishnayis, I didn't take out a Mishnayis. Let you take out a Mishnayis. How would it touch the Mishnah? If the Mishnayis is going like Rashi, it would touch the Mishnah with the pshat of Yesh Damim Shehen Kechalipin, that that's the Maskan. According to the Yesh Mishanin in Tosfos and in Rashi at the end, it's not that way. According to the Yesh Mishanin, the final pshat is Kol Hanishim, is Rav Yehuda's pshat in the bottom line of the Yamar Aleph. So the question is in the Maskana. We pass in. And that's not necessarily that we pass it, but we want the Mishnah to come out like everybody. Sayyid Yehol Matbeya Loinasa Chalipin, Sayyid Yehol Peiri Loinasa Chalipin. So that's the final pshat in our Mishnah. You want the Mishnah to come out like all Amirai. So you don't want to get mixed into the Machlaikas of Matbeya Chalipin, you want to use them Peiri. So look at Rabbi Yehuda's pshat. Could that be a Maskana? How's Rabbi Yehuda teach a Mishnah? Kol Anasa Domin Ba'achem means what? Kol Hanishim. And what does Taj Kol Anisha means? You with me? Rabbi Yehuda's pshat, the second pshat in the Gemara, the last line of the Amud Aleph, it turns over. How's Rabbi Yehuda Taj the Mishnah? Kol Anasa Danu Ba'achem means Kol Anisha. What is that referring to? The Talpas. And then it says Ketzad. What is Ketzad referring to? Ketzad, Hichle Shar B'Para, is referring to a Shar and a Para, that you're trading a Shar for a Para. Now, could that be emes? If you want the Mishnah to come out like everybody, even like Rav Nachman, all peri loyafi chalipin. Well, let's see. Kol anishim is betafim. That's easy. Ketan hichlu shar bepara. What is a shar? A living shar. Is that peri, or is that keli? Is a living char considered peiri or keli? Well, the machlokes, well, before we get to the words of Rashi, the question of whether these top two lines could be emes lamaskana revolves around whether a living char, you classify it as a pri or as a keli. On the one hand, it's a keli, you could do things with it. On the other hand, it's not a keli, it's not similar to a naal, it's not like a shoe, it's a living creature. If you hold that a living animal is a keli, then this pshat is lamaskana. Because again, we're trying to get a pshat that fits without mixing metbeya into the Mishnah, without mixing peiri into the Mishnah. If you hold the living animal as a kli, like the Yesh Mishanin holds, they hold the living animal as a keli, then the maskana is like Rav Yehuda's pshat. Kol anishum damim is metalpulin, ketzad hichlishar bapara is metalpulin. It's keli. So it's emes lefi maskana. If you hold a living animal is a kli, then the maskana is Rav Yehuda's pshat. If you hold a living animal is a peiri, if you hold the living animal as a pri, then what? Then, if you hold the living animal as a pri, so you can't go with the pshat of Rav Yehuda, because ketzad makes no sense. If you hold the pri, so vaitet, only go with the mandiyama Rav Sheshes, who says peri avdi chalita. And then you have to say, lemaskana, the final pshat, yesh dam yushenka chalita, the third pshat is the maskana. So the question is a living animal a kli or a peri? If a living animal is a kli, then the pshat on the top line is a maskana. If a living animal is a peri, then you have to come on to the final pshat. Rashi holds that a living animal is a pri. Even though Rashi by Basa Shar, Rashi says Basa Shar v'koshke Shar. Basa Shar is a peri. Shar is also, but it's other today the dummy of kli shemishdam shemay. It's talking more similar to a kli. Rashi shita is that a living animal is also a pri, and therefore hichlif shar beparas can't be emes if you hold peri le'avdi chalipin, and therefore you have to come on to the final pshat in the Gemara. So again, pshat wise, machlokes Rashi and the Yesh Mishanin and Tosis calls it Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ri. But like the Yesh Mishanin, then the animal is a kli, and Rashi also an animal is a pri. So what have we learned this year? That Eved is karka, and an animal is either a kli or pri. Right? That's the classification. What? There are other places where Behema has certain dinim similar to the karka, but okay. It's not a karka lagabe chalipin. Glad the karka is also a kli lagabe chalipin, the Rambam, at least by the Rambam. It's also not so bad. Ram Hosek could be kind of chalipin with a kli, with karka with a chalipin. You do chazaka in this karka, and with that you give somebody a different karka. Right, this is all shot in the Gemara. Now, Rishayim talk about the words Yesh Damim Sheheke Chalipin. Yesterday we spoke about the Rimagash's pshat. Today I'm going to deal with the other Rishayim. Yesh Damim Sheheke Chalipin. Again, what's the case? And you have to chazer to get Claude Taich in the Gemara. Yesh Damim Sheheke Chalipin. Zak Rashi, you Moshech Lashar, and now you owe cash. And then a second step, you say, instead of the cash I owe you, I'll give you my para. It's kind of. The Rosh Hashita and the Rashi Hashita is that you kind of with what? With what are you kind of the para? The Gemara Mem Zayin says that you can't be kind of the para with milva. You can't do kinyan kesef with money you owe. Right? You can't do mekadesh b'milva and mekudeshes. Mechar b'milva is not a mechira. If I tell you I'll buy your house with the money I owe you, it's not a kinyan. So after Rosh, that you do it with Hanoas Mechilas Milva. If I tell you that with the Hanoah, that I'm going to be Michael, the money you owe me, I want to buy your karka, so that's a good kinyan. For Hanoas Mechilas Milva, you could do a kinyan kesef. That's Shitas Rosh. I looked up the Rush we had on Davav, the Rush Buffet, which brings Agamara. There on Davav, the Rush says it's to Agamara. It says Agamara is talking, Yeshdom Sheikh Khalibin is talking with Hanas Mechilas Milvim. Kinyan Kesef, I'm buying the Para with what? With a Hanas Mechilas Milvim. That's the Kinya that we're talking about. That I'm doing a chalipin, I'm pulling the shar, instead of the shar you own the kesef, and now Hanas Mechilas Milvim, I'm giving you the Para. That's the Rosh Hashim. The Rambam, the Feirish, says that Hanas Mechilas Milvim does not work. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Hei, Halacha Tezvav, writes, Pirshu Rabbeisai, Bahanoas Mechilas Milvim, Devarim She'i Efshe L'Shaima, or She'in Roi L'Shaima. He says, I had rabbis who taught this idea, Hanoas Mechilas Milvim. The Rambam says it's not Roi L'Shaima, it's incorrect. You can't make a Hachnoa with Hanoas Mechilas Milvim. Our question is why not? Okay, we have to understand why not. Good. What? The Rambam always holds Hanoah, but not by Kiddushin. That's not Hanoah Mechilas. By you're thinking by Oru and Rabbi Kanani, he always said Hanoah. No. Everywhere he held Hanoah, except for that one place. Check it out. You looked at Parakei. So the Rush is to have a machlek is the Rush and the Rambam. The Rush holds Hanas Mechilas Milvim is Kesef, and the Rambam holds Hanas Mechilas Milvim is not Kesef. You can't do Hakdah with Hanas Mechilas Milvim. There's a second machlek is the Rambam and the Rush. Could you sell something b'milvim? Not Hanoah, but Milvah itself. The Rush says, it's a Beferish Gemara Mem Zayin. The Milvah, you can't sell something. I owe you money. I want to do Akdos, but I owe you. That doesn't work. The Rush says Beferish, it does not work. The Rambam, in Mecher, not by Ishus, but the Rambam holds that you can make a Kinyan with Milvah. If I owe you money, and I say, instead of paying me the money, I want to be kind of the Karka, it works like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Mecher, you could do a Mechira b'milva. Kedusha, you can't. Mekash b'milva ain't a Mekadesh. But you could sell Karka b'milva. With the money you owe me, by being Mechel the money, I'm going to be kind of the Karka. The Shita Sa, her Rambam is that it works. The Ravid says it. It's fair. The Ravid asks the Gemara Def Mem Zayin. That doesn't work. So for where does the Rambam get that you can do something with a milvah? So what's the answer? Where does the Rambam get you can do something with a milvah? It's like the Magen Mishnah from our Gemara, from Chavches Amid Beis. Why? The Gemara says, Yesh damim shehen kechalibin. And what's the case? I pull the shar, and I come to you the next day afterwards, I say, you owe me $100. Instead of the $100, give me a part. So that's the milvah. That's b'milvah. I'm saying you owe me $100. Instead of $100, give me a para. So that's b'milvah, and it works in our Gemara. What? He's ready to cut a shar, and he owes him $100. Now he says instead of $100, be marked it to be a para. So that's akno. Offer the $100 you owe me. So that's b'milvah. You're doing a kinyan b'milvah. So zot the Magen Mishnah Rambam holds. So machlekes hasugis, mzayin paskins mecher you can't do b'milva, chavches on the days that you could, and the Rambam paskins chavches on the day. So you hear what's happening here. Our Gemara is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The Rosh holds one thing, the Rambam holds something else. The Rambam holds the chiddush of our Gemara is you can do a mecher with a milva. The Rosh who holds you can't do a mecher with a milva. Says the chiddush of our Gemara is you could do a mecher b'hanas mechilas milvim. So everybody learns from this Gemara the teretz of yesh damim shehein kechalipin. Everyone learns from this Gemara a chiddush l'dina. This Gemara is telling us a new type of kenyan. What's the chiddush? The Rambam holds the chiddush is that you could do a mecher b'milva. The Rosh holds the chiddush is you could do a mecher b'hanos mechilas milva. The Rimei Gashim yesterday holds a third chiddush. But for today, the Rosh and the Rambam, each one holds that this Gemara of Yesh Dam Sheikha Khalifim is a chiddush. Which chiddush? Again, like the Rosh, the chiddush, you could do a kinyan b'hanos mechilas milva. And like the Rambam, the chiddush you could do a kinyan b'milva. What? Rambam holds the machlokes hasugyos. That's the Magen Mishnah says. Machlokes hasugyos. The Gemara Mem Zayin holds one way. The Gemara Chavetz holds this way. And the Rambam chose for whatever reason to pass the hasugyos, and he holds that it works. So then the question on the Rambam is. The Avnei Meluim asks, Avnei Meluim in Simcha of Ches of Katan Tezayin asks, the Loishit is a Rambam, that's a Machlekes HaSugyos, and that we pass that HaSugya, that you could do a Mechira with a Milva. So why can't you do Kedusha with a Milva? Why can't you be Kaddish and Isha with a Milva? I owe the woman money, I say, instead of paying you the money, the woman owes me money. Say, instead of you paying me the money, I'll be mechel the money to you. And with that milva, you should be mekudeshesli. Hariyah mekudeshesli with the mechila of the halva. What? She has to get something. Okay, so that's the Avnei Meluim. The Avnei Meluim says that by kedushin you need, I think we use the expression hana mekudeshes. You need what? Mizumenes. You need a hanah, that was the Samaya Slashan, I think. You need a hanah, which is Mizumenes, which right now she can have a practical pleasure from. The fact that she doesn't have to pay you, it's a nice thing, but she's not getting a hanah from it. Hanah, Smechila, she's getting, but she's not getting a financial hanah from it. The fact that on a spreadsheet, she now doesn't owe the money. She has money. But she doesn't have a hanah mizumenes, a prepared hanah that she can have a practical hanah from. So that's the Avnei Meluim's side. That even though by kinyan kesef, by mecher, it's considered kesef. It's considered money. An atake is considered money. And you could do a mechira with it. But afa plike, for kiddushin, you need a hanah mizumenes. You need a kesef sheyesh by hanah mizumenes. And therefore, by kedushin, it doesn't work with a milva. So mecher b'milva works. It's called kesef. Kedushin, which has this eruv din that you need, hanah mizumenes, it doesn't work. Where? In which case? By mecher? By kedushin, you mean? Because he says you don't by necher, the Rambam holds you don't need hanah.
What is it?
It's kesef.
So why
is it not mizumenet? No, it's not mizumenet because it's money which I now don't have the oil of paying, but I can't have pleasure from that. It's money which it's removing the job of paying you back, but it's not hanah mizumenet. Not have nas mechilas milva. We have to know why the Ram holds that's no good. But it's not have nas mechilas milva because it's not a kesef. It has to be a kesef that's mizum. We had a number of times. I remember all the times. We had a few times in the first 14 blad that the Rambam holds in nid hanav mizumenes. One that comes to mind right away is shava puta b'madai. Pimakadosh anisha with the flower. And here the flower is not worth a puta. But in Mardai it's worth a pruta. So the Gemara said, if it's shav a pruta b'mardai, so we'll chayshish for the kiddush. If it's vali shav a pruta, so we'll chayshish for the kiddush. Remember the Rambam Shita was, it has to be shayach to bring it to Mardai. If you're kaddish me with something which can't last till Mardai, there's nothing to talk about. It has to be that I have lamaisa, the ability to get a pruta with it. Right? The Rambam said, the didi shavali is good enough. Ram said, no, Ram said, because I couldn't bring it to Mardai. That means there's a hanam as a merit. I have the ability now to have hanas puruta. If I choose to go to Mada, I bring it to Mada. If I don't, so it's my choice. But I have the ability to have hanava puruta with it. Same thing by Orav and Eved Kenani. Right, the Rambam's lashon was Hariyat Mekudeshesli VeHanoa Ma'ashani Yisal Picha. You want me to give the ring to someone else, and you should be married with it. So Hariyat Mekudeshesli, not with the ring. So the ring is not a Hanoa Mezumenes for the woman. She's saying, give the ring to someone else. So there were Rishayim who held Yimakadish the Isha. You give it to someone else with the Gufa ring. The Rambam said, "I am Kedeshesli, but the Hanoa Ma'ashani Yisal Picha." So that's, again, the Rambam Shita is that there has to be a Hanoa Mezumenes. I'm giving you this pleasure. The pleasure that I'm giving her money, and we said then that it's worth money to you to give. Hanoa Mezumenes. So we have to talk about why the Rambam holds Hanoa Mezumenes because it's no good.
I'm saying, why is it less Mezumenes?
Why is Hanos Mechilas Melba? Okay, give it, well, 1 second. Hopefully I'll explain it. I just want to get a knage. So this Yisod, which we had in the beginning of the year numerous times, that the Rambam holds that Hanoa, you need Hanoa Mezumenes by Kedushin. And by Mecher, though, I don't remember if we discussed it then, but we're discussing now, the Rambam holds that by Mecher, it works by Milva. Mechaiwa, why should Kesef be there? Where do we learn Kesef Kedushin from? Stay Ephraim, which was Mecher. So Mechaiwa, how are we Mechalik between Mecher and how are we Mechalik between the two? Why by Mecher we say Milva is good, and by Kedushin we say Mecher is no good. Mechaiwa, Kesef Kedushin, we learn from Stay Ephraim, and which is Mecher. So why is it the same? Davne Meluim lights through a very Geshmaka Nakuda. He says, Kedusha we learn from Stay Ephraim. By Stay Ephraim, there was Anam Mezumenes. He gave cash. Abraham gave Ephraim cash. By Saga, by Karka, where do we learn out that Kesef works by Karka? The Gemara Chavava Mer Aleph said, Kesef Minola. How do you know by Karka Kesef? Shenema Amakra, Sodes by Kesef Yikta. We learn out of a different pasuk. There are two different psukim. By Isha, we learn Kesef out of Stay Ephraim, which is Hanoa Mezumenes. By Karka, we learn Kesef Menala, and I'm across Sodeis Bekesef Yiknu, which doesn't explain that there's a Hanoa Mezumenes. Sodeis Bekesef Yiknu. You do it for money. So the Abimulim says, the Kavanas HaRambam, the Abimulim says that the Rambam learns that Kedusha, which we learn from Stay Ephraim, needs what type of Kesef? The Tahanam Zumenes. Karka, which we learn from Sodeis Kesef Yiknu, it just needs a Din Kesef. It has to something which halachically is money. If I owe you money, and you might owe me the money, halachically you might owe me. There's no Hana that I could use, but it's Kesef. So they're two different dealings. One we learn out of Ephraim, and Kiyakaka we learn out of Sodeis Bekesef Yiknu. Tosfos and Chavava Mer Aleph asked, Omakra Sodeis Bekesef Yiknu, why isn't it bring the pasuk of Ephraim that Ephraim did a kinyan with Kesef? That was Tosfos Kash. Like the Rambam, not Shvat, it's very Bishmat. Because if we would have brought the pasuk of Ephraim, I would think that Karka needs also Hanoa Mezumenes. Dafka the pasuk brings Sodeis Bekesef Yiknu, because it's a different thing Kesef. Any Kesef is good, even the type of Kesef, which is not Hanoa Mezumenes, just the Din Kesef, that's also good. So it's very geschmack, the difference between the two. It's Dafka two different pasukim. Tosfos says, yes, it should bring the other pasuk. Like the Rambam for Shrei, it should bring the other pasuk for Karet. We're trying to bring a pasuk, bedafka, which is megala to us, that that any din kesef is adequate. Whatever has a halach of kesef, even milva, is also good. So this is the now. All right, what do we just do? So let's try to sum up. And we'll go to the next step. What are we coming away with? Both things which hopefully we're familiar with. The Rosh is decide that Hanos Nechilas Milva works, and the Ram disagrees, says it doesn't work. By Mecher Bimilva, it's reversed. The Ram holds Mecher Bimilva does work, the Rosh holds it doesn't work. Each one, the thing he holds works, he learns from our Sugya. Now the question, why doesn't the Rambam hold Hanos Nechilas Milva is enough? Why does the Rambam hold Hanos Bechilas Milva is no good and Rekoyd Lefonai is good? And I tell you, I'm going to Mekadesh you with the fact that I'm going to sing for you, I'm going to dance for you. So Rekoyd Lefonai is good, or Adaba Lecha L'Shiltein is good, and Hanos Bechilas Milva is no good. What's the difference? Like the Rambam, the Rosh Hanos Bechilas Milva is good. What's the difference between the Hanor that I'm dancing for you, I'm singing for you, or the Hanor that I'm Michael the Milva? What? But when I dance in front of you, that's a Hanor Mizumenes. It's worth something. Because the Hanor Mizumenes, it's similar to Stay Ephraim. When I'm giving you the Hanor that I'm Michael the Milva, see, it's very hard to shut this up. What is the Hanor that I'm Michael the Milva? Is that a Hanor? The Hanor that I'm Michael the Milva feels good. If you owe someone $10,000 and he says, you know, I'm Michael you. It's a Hanor? It's a Hanor? It's based on something from the past. So what type of Hanor is it? It's a Hanor. What? A relief. That's a good word. It's a relief. Relief means it's like takes the weight off my back. What? Rekoyd Lefonai. Rekoyd Lefonai. We're talking by Rekoyd Lefonai. When we learned the Gemara, we understood it's talking about someone. There's a Shah Hashuk for his performance. But he could charge people for this. It's worth a lot of money. But what is the Hanor? If you analyze the Hanor that the person is having. No, because if you give me $10,000, I could buy things for it. If you mochel my $10,000, I can't buy a thing. All I could do is go to my book and cross it off. Less red ink. But that money you had yesterday. The money that you have in your package you had beforehand. You know, when he's mochel me, he it's mavriach hari. He's stopping a problem from coming my way. He's not giving me any Hanor value.
You pay for it.
I would pay someone. So if I owe someone $10,000, I would pay someone $9,000, or probably $9,900 to get it to be Michael me. Right? Because I have a net gain. But that's not Taich Hanor Mizumenes. Hanor Mizumenes means I now receive the Hanor that has a value. I received an actual Hanor. Mechilas Milva, Hanos Mechilas Milva, the Rambam holds, that's not Hanor Mizumenes. It's not a Hanor which comes to me. I feel good about it. I'm happy about it. But the Hanor is that I don't have to worry. Let's say I have a person. I know people that owe money all over the place. It doesn't bother them. They live with it. You know, I guess they're very philosophical people. They owe money. They say, look, if I don't have money, I can't pay. What am I going to do? If they have the money, they pay. They're Bali Chayv, they owe money, and they go on with life. They live with it. This seems to not bother them very much. As soon as they have money, they'll pay. But because they don't have the money, they live with it. Why are they to live such a way? But the people, I know people owe money, and they just live with it. So, now they don't have to pay the money. So now what's the Hanor? They're happy that they don't have to pay. But they didn't get, when we say Hanor Mizumenes, it's a Hanor which you could use, which you have. It's hard to find the right word.
showing you're gaining something.
Recover the fun I'm getting.
But obviously, at a loss, you're getting from Mitchell. You're not getting it.
So I'm just. So again, the hanah that the mechilas milva, I'm getting.
You're only getting to Israel. You're at a loss. Now you're getting back.
So I'm getting back to even. Getting back to zero. So maybe the word relief is it's a relief that I don't have to pay. It's not a hanah. You know, the difference between Rekod Lefanai and Anas Mechilas Milva, I think everybody should be able to understand. No? The difference between the Hanah of Rekod Lefanai and the Hanah of Mechilas Milva, I think. The difference, though, between Hanas Mechilas Milva and the Hanah that I'm giving someone else money, Al Picha, it's a little harder to cut, it's also different. I'm just not losing. Not losing is not called gain. Yeah, but the $10,000 I got yesterday, I own $10,000. So I don't have to give up, but the thing I don't have to give up is something I already have. It's not a new hanah. Someone said, I'm going to pay your chayv, so he can be mekadesh me with the money. But now it's a hanah. The hanah, if someone else is going to give money for me, so he can be mekadesh. But can he be mekadesh with the money? Now it's a hanah. So there's the money. The money is the kilo I was mekadesh. There the money is coming to me. I'm getting the money. There's a din that if you give the money to someone else, like you gave it to me, you give it up here, up here. I guess I want you to pay for me, right? I pay my debt, so he can be mekadesh me with the fact that he's paying the debt because I want him to. It's something I want him to. If I don't want him to, it's zero. I'm not. Because I'm getting the money. In one case, I'm getting the money. In one case, I just don't have to pay. Not the same thing. Is it the same thing? Someone's Michael the money I owe him, or if someone else pays him? I owe Reuven $10,000. Is it the same thing if Reuven's Michael to me, or if Shimon goes and he says, I'm going to give the $10,000 for you to Reuven? Is it the same thing? If you're an accountant, you'll say it's the same thing. If I took accounting, I'll say it's the same thing. What's the difference? I owe someone $10,000. He's Michael me the $10,000. Or if my friend goes and gives him the $10,000 for me. They say it's the same bottom line, right? But I didn't receive the same thing in both cases. In one case, I received that he's Mavriach Ari. He's saying, you know this oil you have? I'm going to take it all. Yeah, I'm Michael your oil. So what I received in one case is that I don't have the oil of $10,000. In case if it's worth $10,000, it's worth $10,000, but I didn't receive $10,000. The hanah—it's not the same hanah. It's the same bottom line. Is it the same hanah?
Right away,
so Rekod Lefanai is maskim is different.
Yeah.
What about Rekod Lefanai is maskim is different? What about when I go and I say you owe someone $10,000, I'll pay the $10,000 apicha, and for that you should be makta to me something. So there it's good.
Yeah,
I'm paying
right away. He's paying for me right now.
Okay, so. Okay, so you have to put into words the. You're saying good, it's just not in the formula, right?
The Mumbo, the Noah is starting the money they had before him. Paying for the money, but Noah's got the money.
I hear the money's coming from now. Is that your masking too? You hear what he's saying?
You have to choose between the two, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't have any one of those. You're always another person in the family.
One is more hanor than the other. When someone pays for you, that's more of a hanor than someone's mind for you. It's Chilas Milva is not the same as paying for you. You know, the United States government routinely is Michael Chayvis to other countries for billions of dollars. It's routinely, every time someone says that, Michael Chayvis. They would never dream of writing out a $1 billion check to these countries. Right? If to Afghanistan, so they were Michael $1 billion that Afghanistan owed America. They never dream of writing out a check for $1 billion to them. But it seems that once you lend someone money and the money is out of your pocket, so it's like it's not there anyway, really. You know, it's like. Everyone's perspective. What? Now, the person getting the mechila, it's not the same hanor. It's yesterday's, it's an old hanor. I had a hanor, you lent me money 2 years ago, and now you're mechila. It's an old hanor. It's not going to make me as close a friend to you as if you take out $10,000 now and you pay up my chayv. The mitzvah is that way. You have an old friend, you lent your money a few years ago, and now he's mechila the chayv. You have another friend who goes now and he pays up your chayv for you. There's no shayla that you feel a greater hakara to the one who comes now and pays up your chayv. Take cash out of his pocket, he pays a chayv. More than the person who's Michael, the 2 year old chayv. The mechila, the 2 year old chayv, is an old hanor. The mechila is that hakara for Taif, but it's not going to be the same. It's definitely not the same. I don't know. That's the Rambam's hanor is a menace. It's not the same. You give something right here and now, or you Michael an old chayv. Not the same thing. I find it difficult to express in words properly. What? Because it's not, because hanor is not. The bottom line, cash wise, is totally out. But hanor, you're talking about hanor's kesef? Hanor's kesef is different. See, the Rambam is saying by Mecher it's the same. By Mecher, the Rambam holds, there's no difference by Nova, there's no difference by Kedophon. But by Kedushin, which is totally in hanor, Kedushin, it's just not the same. It's hard to. You know, there's something hanor more than. Hanor and money is not the same. If you give your mailman $5 or you give him a box of chocolates, it's just not the same. There's hanor, there's different levels of hanor. It's not. There's got to be a Muslim in it also. I'm not sure what the Muslim is. But it's not the same when a person. Why is it harder? Why is it the mitzvah? It's easier to be mechel someone $1 than to give him $1. Why? Okay, well, we're using the word mezumenes for that. You show him. You're asking already. You're not asking. If you have a friend who you lent money to you a while ago, he's mechel you. You have another friend who comes. He says, "Oh, somebody lent you money. I'll pay for you." Is the hakara, the hamor is not the same. The connection is not the same. Is it the same?
It is better
because
they didn't
buy all. There's something more than that. Even if you felt that claim. There's a difference. That's the Rambam calls Hanor Mezumenes. I mean, Dar Samech explained the Rambam. David Lur explaining, they call that Hanor Mezumenes. So it would be nice if we could put our finger on it, exactly what it is. I can't. It's hard to explain, but not all hanor is measured in dollars and cents. There's hanor which is measured in what you see in front of you. Go now. But it's not why the hanor. Even if he doesn't put a tent to borrow, it's still a different hanor. I don't know. You know, my father Rav Shalom always told me that you give someone a cake, it's more than you pay him. And he always told me, he always, wherever he went, he always said cake. So he always said people. And it happened to me with my wife shortly after we were married. I remember it was a Sunday. We were traveling. We were going up to the mountains. And we had, we overheated in Manhattan. A hose overheated. And I tried to get a mechanic Sunday afternoon in the summer. Can't get a mechanic. Finally, I found one place where there was one mechanic. He said he's going around with his tow truck fixing cars. And I remember it was like right before 5 o'clock. He told me if I run down to this place and buy the hose burned through, he'll come and he'll replace it. So I told him, he said he's got like 20 cars waiting. He's the only fellow in Manhattan running around like that, and I have to wait. I told him, you know, I have some cake in the car. I'll give you some cake. And I ran down. I got it. I remember he came. He fixed it. I gave him one brownie. Isn't that so big, right? One brownie. At that time, it cost less than $2. He took the brownie. He went to his car, and he was eating it. I got into my car with my wife to go weiter. And my wife says, you didn't pay him. So, you know, I thought I didn't pay him. I ran over to his car, he was sitting in his tow truck. I ran over to pay him. He says, it's okay. He's only eating the cake with his fingers, you know. He says, it's okay. The cake is good. You know, the other 19 people were waiting for him, but he was busy eating. There's definitely a mussar in that. I'm not sure what it is. But that the hanah a person gets, it's not everything is money. You have people who think that they could buy off friendships or buy off their wife with money. Not that way. Hanah and money is two different things. It's not, some of you could be mazel someone, $1,000 of chayvis, it's not the same as taking $1,000 out of your pocket and giving it to him. It's just not the same. That's the estate of the Rambam. And it's a davar chiddush. So what does the Rambam say? He says, buy mecher, you know, it's appropriate enough. Buy mecher, which is money, milva works. By kedushin, we need hanah mizumenes. You need hanah mizumenes. Milva doesn't work. Hanah mizumenes, milva doesn't work. You need to give something. We spent a lot of time on the Rambam. Let's just talk about the Rush. The Rush, again, the Rush said, unless Mechilas Milva does work, Milva doesn't work. So we had Rav Shlomo Eger's Kasha to his father, to Rav Akiva Eger. What was his Kasha? Anybody remember? Chappi Kasha. If I'm Michael, you, I go to a woman. She owes me $100. I tell her, you're Mekudeshes to me with the $100 you owe me. That's a din. No good. I go over to the Isha, I say, you're Mekudeshesly with the hanah of the fact that I'm being Michael $100, then it does work. Fret Rav Shlomo Eger. It's Rav Akiva Eger. Know which Rav Akiva Eger we talk about all year? Can you make your shein of mine? So what's the kasha? Huh? So Rav Shlomo Eger is his father. If it's printed in the Chus Rav Akiva Eger, he told his father he doesn't understand the rush. If I go over to a woman, I say, "How are you, Mekudeshesli, with the Michael the Halva?" It doesn't work. If I do exactly the same thing, but I say, "How are you, Mekudeshesli, with the Hana, then I'm Michael," then it does work. So Shlomo Eger asked his father, "If you go over to a woman and you say, "How are you, Mekudeshesli, with the $100 you owe me?" Why doesn't it work? That's Taka Kinyan Shein HaMayel. But you're giving her what? You're giving her the Hanah of Bechilas Nova also. Lamaisa, when you're Michael Venova, you're also giving her Hanah of Bechilas Nova. So why don't we say, can you Mayel, can you Shein HaMayel works? You're trying to be Mekadisha with the $100 that she owes you. You say, I'm Mekadisha with the $100 you owe me. And that's not a good Kedusha. But Lamaisa, at the very same minute, you're giving her Hanah of Bechilas Nova. She has the Hanah of Bechilas Nova. So why is it Mekadisha with the Hanah of the Mechilas Milva, with the aside that Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein HaMayel, if you do it at the same time, a Kinyan that works, again doesn't work, the Kinyan that works, works, even though you didn't say?
Yes, and the Zumenes is different now. If you don't say it in a certain way, it's not the Zumenes.
That's true.
Wait.
Like the Rambam, we said, Hanah of Mechilas Milva is not Hanah of the Zumenes. It's true. Now I'm talking about the Rush. The Rush holds either you don't need Hanah Mezumenes, you don't need Hanah Mezumenes, you just need Kesef Kedushin. Or that this is Hanah Mezumenes, right? We're going to talk about the Rush, that Hanah Mechilas Milva works. Now if Hanah Mechilas Milva works, so Shlomo Eger asked, every Kedushin, Mekadesh Milva should work, because you're also giving her side of Milva and side of Hanah Mechilas Milva. What do you give somebody? If you owe me $100 and I'm making you the $100, I just gave you how much? I gave you $101 or $100? The milva was Michael, that's worth $100. Plus, I gave you a hanas mechilas malbim. Certain hanah I gave also. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. So therefore, it's ribbis. Give me hanas mechilas malbim. The thing is, there's no ribbis when the malbim gives the life. It's not the life gives the malbim. So malcha, you're 100. So first of all, you're $100 richer, you know, on the books. Plus, you have the hanad. Look, he's a good friend of mine. He was mindful of me, the milva. So Shlomo Mega asked his father this kashya. Why? I don't think it's printed there, the answer. So Mireish Chafei, there's a bunch of shaylas of Shlomo Mega asked his father. I think it's Oisei. And Mireish Chafei Aleph, I'm sorry. Mitchus Rebeki Vega. And Oisei, he asked his father this kashya, that why don't we say Kinyamayel, you have this big yisod of Kinyamayel Kishenamayel, why doesn't it work here? Mechila is not, I think we argued about this. So that would not be worth the full 100. Therefore what?
Therefore, fine.
I didn't mean it necessarily so. To call it not worth more, yeah, worth more. Well, the question was that it should work out Kinyamayel Kishenamayel. When you're Makadish and Nisha with $100 she owes you, you're giving her Anas Mechilas Milva, so it should be a condition with Anas Mechilas Milva. No, I just meant to illustrate that you're really giving someone the more, you're giving him the Milva, and it's not. Anybody have a Terence? What? Two types of kinyan. Both the same. Maybe kinyan kishena mayel works. Can we say Kenyan Mayo, Kishayna Mayo, when they're both the same Kenyan? Just two different things I'm giving. I'm saying I'm giving you this, and I'm really giving you something else. I can't think of another Hechatim, so I'm trying to think of another Hechatim, so to be honest. Maybe you're right. He gives her two rings. He says to a woman, I'm a Kaddish with this ring, and the other ring I'm just giving you. Is Takana is a Mustaver. Mustaver, that should be good. And if I give her a ring, it's not worth the put that she's done the Rechopah, so Rabbi Kivega said that came out of the anyway. If I give her two rings, or we can't shoot one, maybe you're right. I'll come up with other cases like that. Okay. All right. So that's what I was waiting for someone to say. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his other tshuva, says that even though he holds always Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shena Mayel works, but because of Kiddushin, he said, you know, it doesn't work unless it's Daita Nayar, or Daita on it. But typically it doesn't work. That bothered me. Rosh Hashanah Eger asked this question to his father. L'chayri should know his father holds Kesef Kedushin is different. It's really not so shver, because here, the reason Kesef Kedushin is different is because maybe she wouldn't be maskim for this amount of Kesef of the Zion Tar. But here, well, she was already maskim to do it for the Mechilas Milva. So the Hanos Mechilas Milva, is that any more of a Bezayin than the Milva itself? Depends how much it's worth. So we get to an argument. I argued with, I don't know, you remember we got into an argument that time. How much is it worth for someone to be mindful of my milva? $100 milva. How much is it worth to me someone should have nos mechilas milva? I was saying it's worth $100 minus a penny. Right? And we got into an argument. I don't know, some people say it's worth more than $100, some people say it's worth less than $100. Remember? The way I understand, if someone said mindful of me $100, it's worth to me, it's worth to me $99.90. Because if I have to pay someone $100, or maybe 10 cents in Nachash B'Zman HaZeh, but it's worth $99. If I owe someone $100, so if it'll be Michael me, it's worth to me, not worth the whole 100, I might as well pay him. It's worth to me, means how much I would pay someone to be Michael me. So there are some $100. I pay him $99 to be my homie because at least I gain a dollar. So the way I understand it, it is worth kamat the same. So therefore, I don't know if Rabbi Kivag's time this would hold water. Now let's finish up the Gemara. Hanichu Rabbi Yisrael. My time. Sabalak Rabbi Yisrael. Dama Dvar Torah Ma'is Kainas. Umar Tama Mu Mishicha Kainas Gzer Hashem Yomul Nesvichitecha Ba'aliyah. So we had this already, that Rav Yechanan Shita is the Kesef is kinda even in Tartal in that time. And why not? It's a Gezeira. What's Pshat in the Gezeira? That if I give you cash for the Chitim, and I'm kinda already, and the Chitim is in your silo, so if there's going to be a fire, you're not going to go to your silo to rescue my Chitim. So therefore, they made a Gezeira that Kesef is not kinda. Over here, this Chalipin case, which is the Moshe L'Shicha, there's no Gezeira, and the Meila, there's no Nisrful Fitecha Baliyah. If you don't mind, just touch the Gemara. Now, how many pshatim do we have in the Gemara and the Mishnah? We had three altogether, right? Read the Gemara. Hani chay savala kerav sheshes, dama peres avdi chalibin, metaret kerav sheshes. Which is which pshat? If he holds peri avdi chalibin, our Mishnah is talking about peres, no problem. Eli savala kerav nachmin. If Sai Paris are no good, and Sai Matbeah is no good, what's that in the Mishnah? What? Yeah, what's wrong? Why can't the Gemara answer like Rav Yehuda? That's if you hold an animal's Paris. So why did the Gemara say that Rav Nachman holds like the Pshat Kol Anishim? Kol Anishim is talking about Kalim. Why don't you say that? The answer is because the Sefer says Ketzad Hichlif Shar B'Parah. That's good if you hold Shar B'Parah is Peri. If you hold the living Shar is Peri, then the Gemara is good. But if you hold the living Shar is a Kli, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Because that's in the Mishnah. Kol Anishim Dama Ba'acher is talking about Kalim. The Sefer is also talking about Kalim. When I say Vakocha Kerosheisha Sviralei Peri Avdi Chalipin. So it is, I think, to be sure to bring this as a raya, this line of the Gemara, as a raya that an animal is Peri, a living animal is Peri, and a kash on the Yesh B'Shan in the world that a living animal is not Peri. Okay. Yitzhak Shem, tomorrow we'll get to Rishis Gavaya. These are Dine Tzedakah and Hegdish. Make sure you learn the Ran on the next Sugya. The Ran is the second.